Earlier in October, Canadian ice dancers Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poge took part in a warm-up event in Slovakia. It is something that Weaver believes will help them attempt to make a strong push for the podium this season after finishing fourth at last year's World Championships.
We've learned from especially last fall that we get better with each competition. So we jumped at the opportunity to do a Senior B this year, which we've never done before.
Despite winning gold at the competition, it wasn't all glitter for Poge as they continue to make adjustments to their skate programs for this season.
We performed two programs that still need a lot of work, but we definitely put out two performances that we're proud of because it gave us feedback for the upcoming Grand Prix season and helped us tweak a little things so that we are fully prepared for the upcoming season.
Upgrading their component levels was one thing that the 2012 National Silver Medalists have been working on based on their less-than-ideal protocol results in Slovakia. Weaver had an optimistic approach to the challenge, particularly when it came to their polka-themed short program.
In terms of getting a level for a lift or a spin, polka, I won't say it's easy because it's not, but those are the easier things to fix. So immediately we came back, really have been drilling polka, not any more than what we had been before, but just altering the way we did a couple things, trying to see if we can get these levels, which we feel like are definitely achievable, but they're never going to be easy. They never have been in this.
But it is their free skate, a contemporary piece, that fans should be keeping an eye out on this season. For Poge, it builds upon the success of last season's emotionally charged program.
We definitely are emotional in this program, and we definitely want to attach ourselves and be fully committed to the performance. But I think one of our strengths as a team is being emotional, as evident by last year in our free hands. We tried to bring out every emotion, and sometimes it even got the best of us, because we showed emotion more. And I think that we are just trying to build upon that growth that we had last season and bring it even forward and to the forefront more so this year with the contemporary movements and showing that dance can be more than just a technical exercise. It has the pure emotion behind it as well.
And to make sure they have ironed out all the details, their coach, Pasquale Camerlengo, had them bring in contemporary dancer Allison Holker.
Pasquale is an extraordinary choreographer, and he's good at so many different styles, but he himself said, you know, we need a specialist in this. You know, you got a specialist for flamenco, we have specialists in ballroom with the Latin dances. We need someone fresh and new to come in and help us with this, because it's time for us to really push the boundaries and show people something that they've never seen from us before.
I'm Grace Sim with the Toronto Observer.